7 in 10 Britons blame Sunak and Hunt for UK recession. By Kurt Zindelka on March 4, 2024. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt are to blame for the United Kingdom falling into a recession. 7 in 10 Britons believe, according to a recent poll. A survey conducted by Savanta of 2,109 British adults between February 23 and 26 found that 71% of all voters hold Sunak and his finance chief Jeremy Hunt personally responsible for the country sliding into a recession. The poll, which was commissioned by the Liberal Democrat Party, went on to find that even among those who voted for the Conservative Party in 2019, 61% held the two globalist politicians responsible for the economic decline, the Daily Mail reports. In comparison, 86% of those who voted for Labour in 2019 and 74% of Liberal Democrat voters blamed Sunak and Hunt for the recession. Despite Sunak and Hunt coming to power in 2022 following a palace coup against short-term Prime Minister Liz Truss to supposedly restore economic order and growth, their high-tax agenda has so far failed to deliver results. Last month, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, revealed that the British economy contracted by 0.3% between October and December, following a drop of 0.1% between July and September. This meant that the country experienced two quarters of falling GDP and was determined to be in a technical recession. The poll comes as Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt, who has overseen the imposition of the highest tax burden on the public since the Second World War, is preparing to release his spring budget, which will likely be the final chance to cut taxes before the next general election. Appearing on the BBC on Sunday, Hunt poured cold water on hopes for any substantive cuts for the hard-pressed public anytime soon, repeating several times that he would be prudent. He said, "The most unconservative thing I could do would be to cut taxes by increasing borrowing. But I do want, where it's possible to do so responsibly, to move towards a lower tax economy, and I hope to show a path in that direction." When pressed on whether the government should focus on cutting spending or tax cuts, the neoliberal politician said, "I think what most people want is better public services and a lower tax burden. The only way that we have a chance of delivering something like that is by spending the money that we spend on public services much more efficiently. The failures to deliver on the economy and on mass migration, the two top issues facing the British public, has seen support for the Conservative Party collapse under Sunak, with a recent poll finding that just 20% of the public backed the governing party. Meanwhile, Reform UK, the Nigel Farage-founded insurgent populist right-wing party, rose to its highest ever result of 14% last week, putting the party within striking distance of the Tories. Reform UK leader Richard Tice has argued that the government should scrap its left-wing green agenda, which he said would allow for billions in tax cuts for the people. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.